ไหนรก is he then?
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside. But remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside. But remember to tag them first for identification purposes. Mine is the last voice that you will ever hear. Do not be alarmed.
Yeah, indeed, don't. Don't. 101.9 FM, almost. Last day of August 2012. Indeed, it's actually 29 day of August 2012. So we have a couple days left. And this seems to be the first day of the extravaganza at UBC here. Lots of kids. Pretty drunk, badly dressed, full of hormones, running around, bumping into each other, exchanging the body fluids. One of them almost fell in my car, in front of my car, running red lights. So for one of the kids coming from Hong Kong or China, that could be the last day of university if that wasn't for good Japanese work on the brakes. So, and my kind of good reflex. So, there's a one. Little Oriental kid should be thankful to God if he believes or she believes, or she, that was her actually, if she believes in one. It's something saved her. And one more note for girls out there. If you follow fashion, do not do this blindly. Because if you are over, if you are size over 33, your pants, you should never, ever put the tights on. Ever. So take it to yourself. If you're over 32 even, don't do it. Don't wear the tights. Or just buy the mirror. 101.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo.
Mine is the last voice that you will ever hear. Do not be alarmed. We'll be right back.
In the now button from Jewel or Jewels, it is for you. 101.9 FM CATR for some of you who are looking for some podcast. It's kind of gone, kaput. Our super extraterrestrial computer system just died. So if you look for some old shows, good luck with that. And what I say, it's all good. I think we should just, maybe, like I said, I wrote this stupid email to everybody. I'm maybe old-fashioned, but I think we should just stick with the time of the show. I remember when I was a kid, that was my favorite show at night, like 11 or 1 o'clock. I just did everything just to stay up and listen to it, and that was it. It was kind of romantic or passionate, whatever you want to call it. You know, you want to sleep in and get a show next week on your goddamn iPhone. Well, you're a lazy son of a bitch, so good luck with that. You know, if I can be here once a week at 11 till 1, you can do the same thing. And that doesn't apply to my show because there's only two people out there listening to it. Yeah, there you go. Brand new Dead Can Dance, and this record kind of grows on you, and it is actually gives you a peace if you need some. And I listened to it on Breakfast at Brown's on last Monday or so, and was in the middle of some huge farms in Pin Meadows or something, some weird place like this, and this thing came up. Well, that gives you a hint that you can actually get CTR in Pitt Meadows. But anyway, I just feel like all the problems just went away for 6-7 minutes when I did listen to Dead Can Dance. And it's, as every Dead Can Dance record, it's just stays with you. And even you expect the same from next record, and it's seemingly it is the same. No, it isn't so. Hans von Claus, your Polish import right here, talking nonsense as always. And if I offended, I guess somebody would talking about Asian kid. Well, she was Asian, so what? I'm not picking on everybody. If somebody would run me over and would say, well, I almost killed this Caucasian guy, well, so fuck it, so be it. And don't be people so fragile. Especially in this town, where everything is a bother and everything is inconvenient. I heard lately that crows are actually nuisance. So there you go. Welcome to Vancouver, place where hardly you can do anything with pleasure. You have to feel guilty for doing anything. 101.9 FM, CITR. I was still doing that show. We'll see for how long that will last.
Space stations I travel in at night. This one was in Amsterdam. And all the other places we are going to. With one of my exes inside. Everybody else at dinner was in a Chinese costume.
You? Well, once again, fashion tip if you have a size 32, do not wear tights. 101.9 FM CITR, pretty much life from UBC.
Return as I promised you. When you through playing games with the bad and the good. Immerse your heart in the remains of the day. Of surrender and joy, of warrior gods that the heavens deployed. And love that spills out from the words on the page in this golden age. Through the blood of the sun, the prayers of a lifetime will not go unsung.
Sylvian. That was a little discovery I did on the weekend in my old town, Katowice, Poland. There was a new music festival, and there was a band that was closing that festival on Sunday night. And I don't know if that's a really band, it's a solo project, I guess. It's called King Cruel. known sometimes as a zoo kid. And I really like it. It's something that just might really explode as a new act. Underground, of course, only. It's kind of combination between Jeff Buckley, Morrissey, and Joy Division, and other places like this. Lots of space and intelligence in it. I find it anyway. And you look up that kid, and somebody actually wrote, he's so cool and so cute, he looks like Tilda Swinton. And is it so bloody right? It is. Hans von Klaus, your Polish import. This is Misery Hour. And all your podcast is lost. It's too bad. There it is. King Cruel, the news of Jazz City. City, should I say? City.
The news of Jazz City.
Think King Cruel. Not anymore.
You can't control what you show. Your shadow's over for me. Change the self, you know you've never been.
To midnight, we will be one day closer in 15 minutes. Apparently tonight is a blue moon. And it seems like it, really out there. Like I said, the initiation is on, whatever that means. All those young kids with, developing their faces, developing for their hormones, are running around, bumping each other and exchanging fluids and walking hormones, you can tell. It's just too bad they really have no idea how to dress, but what can I say? That's a really North American problem, always has been. But yes, the season is on. You can drink, you get away from your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You can drink your face to death if you like. You can just shag whenever you like it. If your mama told you not to, now you'll do it oh so profusely and so as twice as you can possibly imagine. So enjoy it. Welcome to university life. It always has been a good thing. Even those days.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Class right here, Led Zeppelin, Out There Forever, and this is Music Hour. Since we got so heavy and so insulting, let's do another one. Killing Joke, Asana from the Basement. Yes, CATR has the radio. Well, let's go with Water Boys then. What's the difference? Killing Joke, Water Boys. It's just all sick music. oh, things are happening here. This record is pretty old. Almost as old as me. So it's jumping from one place to another. But Water Boys and Commodore in good old days. That was probably the loudest concert I ever been to. Maybe because I was just like a half a meter from the bloody speaker. But no, it was really loud and open with native bands, and was just absolutely brilliant and colorful and just great. One of the best shows we've ever seen. So, and I don't forget this chicken dance. That was just quite something. And of course, musically, native music is just completely zero. This is basically one beat, but when you add dance to it, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. Well, midnight, so let's go to the one that I promised before. And if you care anyway, don't wear tights when you're over 33, which translates to about 12 in women's sizes. Yeah. Killing Joke with Josh Coleman, and it's quite a character. He was studying in Leipzig, East Germany, in 1987, in Cairo. And, he claims that he was almost studying international banking for 3 years in Switzerland. It's quite possible with him. What I'm reading now, it's created two eco-villages in South Pacific and Chile. And as he directed Prague Symphonic Orchestra and played with Nigel Kennedy. You know who Nigel Kennedy is. That was while recording Riders of the Storm. That was a symphonic version of The Doors, and he did a very similar thing with Led Zeppelin. Yeah, well, half Bengali, half English, lived his life in New Zealand. Yes, and they were here a few times. I had a pleasure to see them a couple times while the Raven was still alive. So, you know what? Let's give him one more song. Brilliant record, of course. Whatever this guy touched, it's just 10 times. I mean, 10 years ahead of time.
Lies are back in town.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fast. But whenever you go to the concert, you see Gordy playing guitar. It's just like he is just making no effort whatsoever, but it sounds really busy here. But well, yeah, well, do yourself a favor and have a look if you can. Have a look at Killing Joke, of course. So I guess it's brand new day, number 30 of August. And yeah, well, we need some to calm down a little bit after this. That's the one thing that I play a million times probably. But every time I play it, there's always someone out there who never heard it before. He said, this is such a good shit, it's gonna follow me for a while. And it probably will. I had always a problem to call, to put this music in any category, but it doesn't really matter. It's good stuff, isn't it? 101.9 FM, CITR, Hans von Kloss, Music Hour, CITR Radio. Kind of free.
The six-blade knife, do anything for you. Anything you wanted to. One blade breaking my heart. One blade tearing apart. Six blade nights do anything for you. You take away my mind like you take away the top of my tin. Coming from behind me, you lay it down cold.
of course. Dire Straits, Six Blade Knives. How about Jazz Coleman? For all of you musicians out there ever listening to that show, probably never, because I always insult you out there because you have no talent. Hardly any of you out there anyway. Maybe there's a one out there, maybe two, that I don't know of. And we'll listen to Jazz Coleman and makes his skills kind of useful and makes some real music. Not that shite that I hear locally here, and it's just absolutely useless. Like my wife always says, who needs music like this? And I think that's the best question you can ask. So there it is, for 5 minutes and 26 seconds. Jazz Coleman from Killing Joke. Listen.
Jazz 2012, it's the year, it's the album title. Lots of people have said lots of things about 2012. What does it mean to you?
My kind of goal this year is to do the things that I do every year, which is go out and tour with Killing Joke and do my orchestra and the rest of it. But to finish off doing our own festival at the end of the world, which is, of course, in New Zealand, for 21st and 22nd of December. And so we're trying to put on this festival ourselves, and we're going to be playing there. So that's the kind of focus for the end of the world. End of the world party 2012, I should say. Uh-huh. Here we are, 2012. It's very interesting when you look at not just the Mayan calendar, when you look at the Egyptian calendar, when you look at the Masonic calendar, when you look at the Inca calendar, the Hopi, the Maori of New Zealand, they call it the Great Unveiling, when Langi meets Papa. And we'd be very unwise to disregard so many prophecies concerning this time, this year. Mm-hmm. What's happening is time is actually speeding up. And the time it takes to conceive of an idea and to put it into practice, that time is becoming very, very short. It's short now. It's an incredible time in history. Our ability to absorb all this information, what we learn in one day, would be the equivalent of a whole life 200 years ago. Mm. Conventional notions of death are changing at this time. So it's an exciting time in history to make music and participate. I can't think of a single Killing Joke album that wasn't traumatic. Why it has to be so traumatic, I don't really know. But it always is. And I think it's traumatic not just for every member of the band, but everybody around us. Engineers, management, everybody. It's a total upheaval. Whenever someone says, right, there's a new Killing Joke album, I think everybody silently takes a big, deep breath in. Everybody in the back, it's like a huge undertaking. It's going to be mad, and there's going to be lots of confrontation, massive disagreements, and it's going to drain you. For example, after finishing this new album, I couldn't listen to music for a month and a half.
Really?
I heard the album for the first time last week. Julie doesn't like going to Spain to youth studio because some of us take this astrocartography, which means there's certain places that are harmonious for the band to assemble, and certain places where we will definitely fight. Mm-hmm. There's what Geordie calls a Mars line that goes through Spain. And every time we go there, it's just one all-out fight, which is kind of good for Killing Joke too. So this has been done between Prague and Spain, and myself oscillating between these two studios. And Killing Joke often polarizes, and it's often one person between.
Polarizing because of different ideas in terms of the direction of
approaches.
The songs?
Approaches. For example, Geordie's approach to an album is as much live takes as possible, and he doesn't like fucking with it. Youth's approach is completely opposite, and is just as much validity. It's all part of running a band, you know? But we've managed to get through it pretty good. It's outlived all our marriages.
And when you listen back to this album, you said you only did it like a month ago for the first time.
I heard it last week.
Last week you heard the album.
I've just been playing it non-stop.
Yeah,
we've got people like Mike Coles, who's done our artwork for years, and he says it's the best work we've ever done. And I listen to Mike when he says that. And then when I get Youth and Big Paul saying it's hard to find and work, they never agree on anything.
Right. Do you ever get to the point during the chaos of making an album of thinking, you know what, I don't know if we're going to get this one done, this might be the time that we call it a day? Or even when it gets really heated, is there always this self-belief that, you know, Killing Joke will find
It's always chaos. You know you get to it.
You're used to it by this stage.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. When I know I'm involved, I know that we're always going to get to it.
Uh-huh. Is that because you're like the ringleader of everything?
I'd say more mediator, if the truth be known.
Would Youth agree with that?
No.
Seems to me like you need to be a certain type of person to be in the inner circle of Killing Joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bleak, black place. I mean, the blacker sense of humour. The beyond your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amoral.
One album a year. Do you reckon you can carry on with that now?
Absolutely. We're going to continue with it.
Despite all of the chaos, there must be a degree of harmony that runs through the four individuals that are Killing Joke now and were at the start.
Oh, yes. Basically, our ambition is to one by one bury each other until there's one man left.
Right.
And the other thing I'd like to do is for everybody to appoint a successor, so our band, or the tradition of our band, can go and annoy people for another 100 years.
So let's hope for another 100 years. Well, even if this is the end of the world this December, and it seems less like not such a bad idea. go, some crowd work for you, something that on opposite end what Killing Joe does, there's absolutely no substance to that music, no message, it's just the computers and beat. It's very cold and you can call it mindless even, but still it's opened so many new possibilities for so many people trying to make new music, and that's what Kraftwerk did. It still does, in a way. 101.9 FM, CITR. Couple more things. One from London, one from Rzeszów, Poland. That's the song that doesn't remind me much, really. But I can listen to this every day. It brings some memory, of course, but I can listen to this, like I say, almost every day, and it never gets old, and it's not the artistry there, or...
it is 0:30.
That's correct, this is 0:30. That's Mary, is giving us time. Hi, Mary. Mary sleeps in my telephone. Actually, she never sleeps. She tells the time every half an hour or as many times I make her. So I have control over Mary. Where was I? Anyway, that's Breakout with Zostało się kwiatom, or if you like, What Happened to Flowers. It's this song has everything in it for me anyway. Probably won't get it, but that's not the point. It's not for you to get it. For you, it's just to listen, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. That's the only criteria in music. And people say I'm so opinionated, and if I don't like something, it means shit. Well, I tell you what, it is absolutely correct. That's how it is. If I don't like it, it means it's shit.
Wzięłaś ją. protestant.
I'll have a listen to this one.
This September, Night Key Promotions brings you two unique shows at the Waldorf Cabaret. On September 6th, Kishibashi will be playing with special guest The Last Bison. Then, on September 9th, enjoy more indie rock with Eternal Summers and their guest Bleeding Rainbow. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at nightheat.ca. Doors for both shows open at 8 p.m. For more information, check out nightheat.ca.
I guess, what does the indie rock stands for? Nobody wants it. I wish you rain.
Where I cleared my head and
just for today. I think I'll lie here and dream of you. I've got you under my skin where the rain can get in. But if the sweat pours out, just shout. I'll try to swim and call you out.
Just shout. I'll try to swim and pull you out.